Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's reading of the Yuma Sun, Yuma's daily newspaper. This is your Sun Sounds of Arizona volunteer broadcaster, Mary Wiegand. Some of the articles I'm going to be reading today include a recap of headlines from the weekend editions of the Yuma Sun, the city is paying for desert dunes expansion delays, and the Walk to End Alzheimer's raises more than $42,000 towards finding a cure. Before we do the news, let's do the weather. For Tuesday, the 18th of November, it's going to be mostly cloudy, a high of 68, a low of 51, and winds out of the west at 10 miles per hour. For Wednesday, the 19th of November, mostly sunny, a high of 67, a low of 49, and winds out of the west-southwest at 5 to 10 miles per hour. And then for Thursday, the 20th of November, mostly sunny again, a high of 69, a low of 51, and winds out of the west at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Now, for the news. Let's start with a recap of headlines from the weekend editions of the Yuma Sun. From the Friday, November 14th edition of the Yuma Sun, Onvida to build medical facility for veterans. In partnership with the Southern Arizona VA Healthcare System, Onvida Health announced the upcoming construction of a brand new, state-of-the-art medical facility dedicated to supporting the healthcare needs of military veterans throughout the Yuma community. With expected completion in the summer of 2027, the 30,000-square-foot freestanding facility is set to break ground this December on the Onvida Health Foothills Medical Plaza, 11351 South Frontage Road. In other news from Friday, Corn Festival, a celebration with a cause. The community support for Summerton High School students was once again evident during the Corn Festival, held Saturday, November 8th, on Main Street in Summerton. The festival, organized by Summerton Education, Inc., to raise funds in support of the local high school's sports and extracurricular programs, drew a large crowd. One of its main attractions was the display of 145 cars, motorcycles, and other classic and show vehicles, with numerous clubs from Arizona and California participating. Also from Friday, Yuma County accepts $261,000 grant for home visiting program. The Yuma County Board of Supervisors has accepted a $261,041 grant from the Arizona Department of Health Services to fund the Health Start Home Visiting Program, which provides in-home support to pregnant women and families with young children. The agreement, effective October 1, 2025 through September 30, 2030, allows the Yuma County Public Health Services District to continue offering evidence-based home visiting services aimed at improving health outcomes for mothers and children in high-need areas. Another article from Friday, Concha replaces Marquez on GESD board. Following the canvas of the official results of the Gadsden School District's special recall election, Luis Marquez was replaced after 35 years on the governing board. At noon on Thursday, Mark Concha was sworn into office. The ceremony took place in the office of the Yuma County School Superintendent, Tom Hurt. Concha will serve a one-year term to complete Marquez's term. And finally from Friday, Governor to interview Yuma candidate for Game and Fish Commission seat. Yuma resident Patrick Cooley is one of the two remaining candidates out of six being considered to fill the upcoming 2026 vacancy on the Arizona Game and Fish Commission. The other candidate, Jessica Manuel, is from Parks. Cooley moved to Yuma in 1988 while working in sales for Keithley Williams Seeds. He worked his way up to co-owner and acting president of the company. He is active with several conservation organizations and is considered a leading authority on rainwater catchment systems in the desert ecosystems. Now, news from the Saturday, November 15th edition of the Yuma Sun. County jail to get major upgrades. Board approves new smoke system and LED lighting. Two major upgrades to the Yuma County Adult Detention Center are now underway after the Board of Supervisors approved nearly $950,000 in contracts to replace the jail's outdated smoke control system and retrofit its decades-old lighting. The improvements address critical systems that have been in place since the facility opened in 1985 and can no longer be repaired or supported, according to the Yuma County Sheriff's Office. Next, from Saturday, Yuma's first augmented reality mural unveiled. The result of a collaborative effort, the East Main Canal Bike Path, the stretch between 24th Street and 16th Street, is now home to Yuma's first mural that comes to life with the help of augmented reality. Created by Faux Real Design Group, Bike Path users can now stand at designated points in front of the mural, use their phone or tablet to scan a QR code, and watch as the mural comes to life with sound, motion, and interactive 3D effects. Viewers should not expect to experience the total mural on only one occasion, because the content will change by the day, paying tribute to Yuma's agricultural prowess, military connectedness, and Native American heritage. Continuing from Saturday, YUHSD schools qualify for state chess tournament this weekend. Three Yuma Union High School District schools qualified for the Arizona Interscholastic Association 2025 State Team Chess Championship, which opened Friday, November 14th in Yuma High School's Old Gym. Overall, 26 teams from across the state competed for the title, including Cibola High School, Summerton High School, and San Luis High School. All three schools advanced as part of their success in the Region 5 qualifying tournament last month at Summerton High. Also from Saturday, AWC offers accelerated online IT certification. Classes started November 17th. Arizona Western Entrepreneurial College has partnered with CompTIA to offer a four-week fully online course for an entry-level certification for people interested in pursuing careers in information technology. For more information on the certification, registration, and fees, visit azwestern.edu/workforce-ed/technology-certifications/CompTIA-A. The course is eligible for financial assistance through Arizona at Work. And finally, from Saturday, sports prep football. Yuma playoff teams split round two results. Gila Ridge and Yuma Catholic took to the field for second round playoff action on Friday night, with the number 6 Hawks hosting number 22 Estrella Foothills at Veterans Memorial Stadium, while number 20 Yuma Catholic took to the road to challenge the mighty number 4 Tigers of Marana. The results? Gila Ridge 42, Estrella Foothills 14, Marana 34, Yuma Catholic 27. Gila Ridge will host number 14 Coconino in the quarterfinals on Friday, November 21st. And that's it for the recap of headlines from the weekend editions of the Yuma Sun. Now, news from the Monday, November 17th edition of the Yuma Sun. Our first article, City Paying for Desert Dunes Expansion Delays. 35-month construction window nearly doubles. This article by Josh Bootson, Sun staff writer. The City of Yuma is paying for Desert Dunes Water Reclamation Facility's expansion delays after a 35-month construction window nearly doubled. On November 5th, Yuma City Council authorized the execution of a change order to a construction management services contract to Consultant Engineering, Inc., CEI, for the Desert Dunes Capacity Increase Project. In May of 2023, the Council approved an about $2.62 million contract with CEI for construction management services, which included 5 months of pre-construction time, 18 months of construction, and a 12-month closeout and single warranty phase, totaling an estimated contract duration of 35 months. CEI then helped the city negotiate the final guaranteed maximum price with its contractor, PCL Construction. But that was not approved by the council until December 2023, with 12 months for review and approval of submittals, requests for information, and equipment purchases, and another 27 months for pre-construction and construction. According to Jeff Kramer, CEI Vice President and Principal Project Manager for the Desert Dunes expansion, the pre-construction time lasted 9 months, as opposed to the estimated 5 months. Then, PCL experienced some inefficiencies in their startup project initiation process, according to Kramer, in addition to the 12-month submittal and review process. So construction did not begin until 16 months after the originally assumed time. CEI now has staff on site providing construction management and inspection services. But these delays leading up to the construction period meant the contract with CEI needed to be extended. The CMS contract increase with CEI, approved by the Council on November 5th, accounts for an additional $1.73 million, not to exceed $4.35 million. The new contract also increases hourly rates to account for an increase in labor rates from 2023 to 2026. Actual change in the consumer product index was 8.2%, but city engineering staff negotiated to reduce that to a 6% increase. The city's CMS contract with CEI now spans 63 months, compared to the original estimated 35 months. When finished, the expanded wastewater reclamation facility is expected to more handily serve the areas in eastern Yuma that are experiencing rapid population growth. And this article, City Paying for Desert Dunes Expansion Delays. Just a reminder, you're listening to the Yuma Sun with Mary Wiegand on Sun Sounds of Arizona. Our next article, Walk to End Alzheimer's raises more than $42,000 toward finding a cure. This article by Matilda Carpenter, Sun staff writer. Dozens of supporters gathered at West Wetlands Park on Saturday, November 15th, to participate in the annual Walk to End Alzheimer's, organized by the Alzheimer's Association and the Western Arizona Council of Governments. Part fundraiser, part celebration, the event was marked by optimism, camaraderie, and hope. This year, the event raised more than $42,000 toward finding a cure. According to data shared by the Alzheimer's Association, Yuma County has the largest percentage of Alzheimer's cases in the state of Arizona, which Carol Brown, of WACOG has worked tirelessly to address via local community action, volunteers, and more successful fundraising campaigns. Notable speakers included Councilwoman Karen Watts, who delivered a proclamation from Yuma Mayor Douglas Nichols, in which the mayor declared November 2025 to be Alzheimer's and Caregiver Awareness Month. State Senator Tim Dunn also attended the event, delivering an emotional speech about the importance of battling the disease. Dunn remarked during his speech that in years past, he carried an orange flower with him to the stage, symbolizing his support for the cause. This year, the flower was yellow, which is for those who are living with or otherwise supporting a loved one with the disease. We want to make sure, especially in rural Arizona, that you go out and get tested. Talk to your doctor, said Dunn. You might not have dementia. You might just be needing some better health care. Terry Spitz, executive director of the Alzheimer's Association Desert Southwest Chapter, spoke with the Yuma Sun about how far the organization has come in the fight against the disease. With Yuma having a higher prevalence, it's so important for us to not only have events like this one, she said, but also to have support groups, education, advocacy. We are always looking for more advocates to go down to the state capitol with us to fight for more programs to support families and people living with the disease. In addition to new medications, which have been shown to slow the progression of the disease, Spitz also made clear how important lifestyle is in preventing damage and staving off Alzheimer's. We're learning more about the disease. We're learning more about the makeup of how things are happening in the brain. We're seeing that if you start on a Mediterranean diet, you're exercising every day, you're socially engaged, you're connecting with people, you're challenging your brain, said Spitz. It will be something that we might be able to treat like a chronic disease, where people can live a little longer and they can have their cognitive abilities longer. After the walk commenced, Dunn noted that Arizona, a state where more and more people are coming to retire and enjoy their golden years, is prepared for the challenges of Alzheimer's. We have a lot of issues we're having to overcome. This disease, along with other diseases. But for care and treatment, we have great facilities, Dunn said. Arizona is poised to be a leader, but we have a lot of things we're having to address from a state perspective. And this article, Walk to End Alzheimer's, raises more than $42,000 toward finding a cure. In other news, Council to review monsoon response efforts this week. City officials to consider CIP update after bond sale. This article by Josh Bootson, Sun Staff Writer. Yuma City Council business this week begins at a work session on Tuesday, November 18th, during which Public Works Director Joel Olia will present a department update with monsoon storm response efforts reported, followed by a quarterly update on the Capital Improvement Program by Assistant Director of Engineering Steve Wilson. Wednesday, November 19th's meeting begins with a Freedom Library book presentation. Then, the motion consent agenda contains four items: a liquor license for Burroughs and Fry's, a job order contract to conduct repairs throughout the city's Main Street water treatment plant, and two cooperative purchase agreements to renew Microsoft subscription licensing and upgrade the city's primary and secondary internet circuits to 10 Gbps. The council has the opportunity to adopt three ordinances and introduce another two at Wednesday's meeting. Ordinances up for adoption include a 2-year lease with Elevate Southwest, The rezoning of three properties located along First Avenue between 12th Street and 13th Street, and a code amendment for drinking water system cross-connection control regulatory provisions. The two ordinances being introduced are for the rezonings of 1731 South Madison Avenue and 3064 and 3116 South Avenue B. Tuesday's work session and Wednesday's council meeting will begin at 5:30 p.m. in the City Hall Council Chambers, One City Plaza. To view and or download the complete agenda and staff reports, go to yuma-az.legistar.com/calendar.aspx. Meetings can be viewed through the following platforms: live on Spectrum Cable Channel 73 or via Teams on a computer or mobile device at yumaaz.gov/public-meetings. Click on Calendar, then select the city meeting, and click Join. And this article, Council to Review Monsoon Response Efforts This Week. Our next article, Monuments Created by SLHS Students Unveiled at Industrial Park. This article is from Staff Reports. Students from the San Luis High School Welding Program, city officials, and invited guests unveiled two monuments on October 28th that now adorn and identify the entrance of the San Luis Industrial Park. Welding students from the 2022 to 2024 classes designed and crafted the metal monuments. The school explained that each monument represents the industries of the San Luis Industrial Park and the spirit of the city of San Luis. The designs include cargo trucks and tractors, symbolizing the park's industrial and transportation work, fruit, reflecting the region's agricultural roots, and a cactus, representing the identity and strength of the San Luis community. Opportunities like these are important for our students because they allow them to create a direct connection with their community, said Leticia Anaya, principal of San Luis High School. They can leave a lasting mark on San Luis, and these monuments are a great example of what our students are capable of achieving. During the ceremony, the San Luis Industrial Park presented a $2,000 donation to the SLHS Welding Program for the construction and design of the monuments, as well as a $1,000 scholarship awarded to a senior in the program who chooses to continue their technical education after graduation. San Luis Mayor Nieves Rydell, along with council members Maria Cecilia Cruz, Lizeth Servin, and Javier Vargas, attended the unveiling ceremony. And this article, Monuments Created by SLHS Students Unveiled at Industrial Park. In the time remaining, I'm going to do some What's Going On. Please remember to contact event organizers to ensure time and details of the scheduled events. Tuesday, November 18th, Breakfast with Champions. When? 7:30 to 10:30 a.m. Where? Yuma Civic Center, 1440 West Desert Hills Drive. What's going on? Spend your morning with us to commemorate amazing Yuma Special Olympics athletes. 7:30 a.m., Network with Athletes. Breakfast, 8:30 to 10:30 a.m. The cost is free. They are accepting donations. For information, visit classy.org/event and search for the 9th Annual Yuma Breakfast with Champions. Also on Tuesday, November 18th, Water Safety Workshop. When? 10 to 11 a.m. Where? On Vita Health Administrative Center, 2400 South Avenue A. What's going on? Onvita Health and the Greater Yuma Water Safety Alliance present the free water safety workshop to help parents and caregivers learn skills like CPR and water safety basics. Thanks to funding from the Foundation of Onvita Health, every participant will receive a child-sized U.S. Coast Guard-approved life jacket and educational materials. For information, registration opens on the first of each month via email at watersafety@onvitahealth.org and is available on a first-come, first-served basis. It is limited to 30 participants per class. Classes are only available in English at this time. Also on Tuesday, November 18th, the Yuma Territorial Rotary Charter Party, when 5:30 to 8 p.m., where the Sanguinetti House Museum and Gardens, 240 South Madison Avenue. What's going on? The newest Rotary Club in town, Yuma Territorial Rotary Club, is celebrating their chapter. Mingle with Rotarians, learn about Rotary International, and celebrate the spirit of service and friendship. $5 of each ticket goes to the Yuma County Historical Society Sanguinetti Garden Fund. The cost for the party, $25. For information, visit ytrsocial.eventbrite.com. Also on Tuesday, November 18th, the Freedom Library 29th Annual Constitution Forum Bill of Rights Celebration. When? 7 to 9 p.m. Where? The Freedom Library, 2035 South Arizona Avenue. What's going on? Celebrate liberty and learn what life might be without the Bill of Rights. Featuring Melanie Lakovich, author of Insecure in the Homeland, The Night They Came for Us. Scholarships to be awarded. The cost is free. Contributions are welcome. There is a 50-50 raffle. That is all the time we have for What's Going On, because we have reached the conclusion of today's Yuma Sun program. This is your Sun Sounds of Arizona volunteer broadcaster, Mary Wiegand. Thank you for tuning in today for the Yuma Sun. If you missed any part of this program or any of our other outstanding programs, you can go to our website, sunsounds.org. You can hear Sun Sounds on your Echo Dot or smart home devices. You can take Sun Sounds with you on the new Sun Sounds of Arizona app for Apple and Android devices. Please stay tuned for more programming. The Wall Street Journal is next on Sun Sounds of Arizona. Have a wonderful day.